Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my little snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hanging out with international superstar Zach D'Amico, kicking off the week the right way.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Fame! It's a great cover. This is my new thing as I listen to metal covers of non-metal songs. It's pretty fucking real ass if you ask me, you know? Here's what I do. I think, and Zach doesn't realize this, six or seven times per show, I notice peripherally Zach not respecting me. Like, I see it. I actually watch it. And he doesn't realize that it happens. It's not just on camera. I see it in my eyes. So just know that, motherfucker.
This is better than most.
It's not good. It's not bad, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Don't tell me the fucking the one I brought in last week.
It was probably pretty bad.
No. The chick song. Wrecking Ball?
That was horrible.
You're horrible. You're literally not my friend anymore.
Do you like acoustic covers of rap songs?
No. I don't like when white people appropriate black culture. Thank you, by the way. That voice, you know that voice as...
Hi, everybody. There's this cover of a guy...
Yeah. We are technically... Just do a really weird, long-winded intro. Look, yeah. Mike Racine's fucking here. He's a regular. It's okay, but let me introduce our real guest. Before you get into your fucking...
It costs me $6 to get here every time I...
Does it?
Well, yeah, I take the train.
You don't have an unlimited Metro card?
No.
You and I just don't work. That's a sign of a comic who's not doing well. Like, you have to fight. I'm not getting up multiple times, zipping around from club to club. It's not happening.
Right. I shouldn't have revealed that about myself.
Life's flying by. I had to get a weekly.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm very excited to have for the very first time on the Real Ass Podcast, and I want to show them a fucking good show. Because this is the morning show. This is the flagship show of the Gas Digital Network. Not many people believe that, but I say it a lot, so it must be. Ladies and gentlemen, I would say social media influencer would be the first title. Am I wrong? Tank Sinatra's here. But what would be the first title that I would give you? Because that was what I was going to say. But then I realized that's kind of douchey if that's not what you consider yourself.
I don't know. It's hard to say. I just stay away from titles.
Okay.
Just avoid it at all costs.
Just a fucking real ass dude, badass.
Real ass dude is a good title. I might start using that one.
I like it. Yeah, dude, you're fucking jacked. He's Jack Diesel.
Yeah.
He's got a shit ton of Instagram followers. You got a great meme page. You're available on social media on Instagram at tank.sinatra.
And Tank's Good News.
And Tank's Good News is the other page.
Just hit a million, yeah.
That's incredible. Congratulations on that. And the theory behind that is, explain that to people, because I think this is a pretty positive thing that you're doing with Tank's Good News.
Well, it's positive without being preachy and sappy. I just got tired of being fed the worst of what happened every day over and over again. I mean, for years I've been like that. I'm not like a Pollyanna kind of person where I think it's all good all the time, but I think there's a lot more good out there than bad, and bad gets clicks and bad gets viewers. But with this page, I've learned that good gets, if you can make people feel something, anything visceral, whether it's good or bad, they'll keep coming back, and I've just taken the other tack.
And the good side,
right? Nobody
is,
said Louis C.K. does hilarious set in Long Island that makes people very happy.
It's true, but no, I think that's a very good point, because we live in a time where, you know, I say this all the time in the show. If you just turn off Facebook and Twitter, and you just go outside and breathe in the fresh air, life's pretty good.
It's all
good. You know, it's not that bad when you life is what you make of it.
Right.
And I think people live in this world of like, the world is collapsing on me, and it's their noses in their phone, and it's not even a real thing. It's fucking zeros and ones, and they're staring at this thing that's not a real tangible thing. So you've sort of created this other page where is it? Now I'm assuming it's a lot of, you know, soldier meets dog videos.
It's like,
because those always make me fucking
cry.
No, come on, I'm a man.
Oh, okay,
I don't cry.
Yeah,
I've never cried in my life.
So Lewis is still waiting for his soldier to come home.
It's like vicarious tragedy these people feel watching this stuff go on. Like you said, if you lived your life and there was no phones and we were, however, like 100 years ago, which is not that long on the evolutionary scale, in your lifetime, maybe you'd have a parent die or a friend die, or you'd see somebody get hit by a car, or you see somebody get stabbed like once in your entire life. Now,
literally three of those things describe my dad.
Yeah.
I'm not even lying.
Now you can see that those things.
Lewis's first one three day. Birthdays.
You can see those things all day, every day on demand. And yeah. I think that if you just, you know, people ingest what they get fed, and I'm trying to just feed stuff that's a little bit more. Like, I've polluted my brain with positivity because I was a very negative, angry person growing up.
Yeah, because you look. We see you. You know, like you're everything that I want to be, dude. Like, I wanna look like I'm a straight up Nazi, and like that's kind of like what I've been going for. And I'm just, this brown skin is a fucking real. It's a real scarlet letter, you know? Yeah. But you have it. You have
letter
that fucking...
N. You have that
Tank doesn't know what he got himself into. No, but you have that fucking look. You have a badass look. You're bald. You're Jack Diesel. But Shannon was telling me, she was giving me the background on you. What are you making that face for in the booth, Harrington? I saw a face over there.
He pulled his calf, so it's probably traveled up to his cheek now.
I don't like that fucking sneaky look in the booth, you cocksucker.
I'm fine.
But what, so you used to be a drug addict?
Yeah.
You used to be into some hardcore shit?
Yeah.
And did working out take place?
No, they were running concurrently for a while. I actually used my rage to fuel my workouts, and then drugs kind of helped subdue the rage, but then the rage peaks through the drugs and you start dealing with all kinds of, drugs work. Let me say, like, for the record, they work.
Yeah, of course.
They
Shannon
really
just bit off her lower lip. Yeah. Listening to that story.
She's way in.
But exercise works too. You know, any kind of expression. The opposite of depression is expression. So if you stay internally and just fucking sit there thinking that you're the only person who feels upset or frustrated or sad or whatever, yeah, of course you're going to paint yourself into a corner. So the more I got out and lived and talked to people and understood that I wasn't the only person that felt this way, the closer I got to healing or whatever. And then I got sober at age 22, which is, the older I get, the more I realize how young that is. Like, I see people come in today that are like 30, and I'm like, you're fucking young.
Yeah.
Stay around. Like, don't, you know what I mean? Because it's...
How old are you now?
38.
Okay, so you've been sober for 16 years.
Yeah. It only gets worse. If you're a real drug addict or a real alcoholic, everyone has a run in them. You know what I'm saying? At some point, everyone will go, man, I'm really drinking a lot. But they drank like 3 beers 2 weekends in a row, and it's like they can't handle it anymore. But that's not... I was drinking, and it's not the amount you drink. It's really like what the drinking does to you and how you feel before.
That's why, how you're letting yourself go.
I was obsessed with drinking, and then once I started, I couldn't stop. That's like the definition. That's like the textbook definition.
You're also that age when you're, you know, you mean you're basically, I'm 36, I'm 37 in a few months. We're the same age. When you're 21, it's a badge of honor to talk about how much you can drink. If that's like the culture, like you're in, like with your buddies, you know, it's like.
Well, I'm Irish, so yeah, it was.
You're like, I had fucking
the culture.
10 beers and fucking 8 shots. And so you were that guy. And you were working out. Were you getting into fights and shit? You seem like a very nice guy. You don't seem like a guy who, you know, like on the surface, you look like a fucking, you know,
maniac,
killer.
Yeah.
But you actually I've had multiple conversations with you now. Like, you seem like a very nice, you know, mild-mannered person. But when you were getting drunk, were you doing fucked up shit? Because that's me. I get drunk every night, but I don't really do anything. I go to sleep. So is it really a problem? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, being drunk and blacking out and pissing your pants and crashing cars are two very different things.
Yeah.
You know, blacking out. Like, I would talk to my friends about how much they drank, and I thought I drank this much, and then they'd be like, yeah, but then you had like 12 beers after that. You don't remember that?
Right.
After we got in the car and went to White Castle, you don't remember going into White Castle and throwing French fries everywhere? No, I don't remember any of that. So it was a mess. It wasn't
fun. To be fair, the service at White Castle, you know.
And the French fries.
Probably what happened.
You're like, these are fries?
Yeah.
They were chicken fries. I was confused.
Like, this tastes like chicken. So what was the moment? Because there has to be a moment, right? Like where you turn it around. The way you
there
were.
There was a lot.
There was covered in piss. There was fries all over your car.
Any like real change, I think, is cumulative. It's never like event driven. It's always like too many things in a row that go good or go bad. So success is not usually one thing. It's a bunch of things in a row that add up to like what looks like an overnight success. It was, I mean, I there was one time where New Year's, somebody said to me when I first got sober, if you have any doubts about whether or not you're an alcoholic, just think about the worst thing that happened when you were drinking and how quickly you were drinking. No,
this
after
is a good.
That.
No, this is a good. This is a great test. So yeah. One more test. Slow this down. Everyone thinking right now at home and write them in. In fact, if you're listening live, 573-GASLINE is the phone number. 573-GASLINE. We can figure out if you're an alcoholic right now. We'll give you advice. Because I'm probably an alcoholic, but I don't think it's really an issue in my life.
It's not a problem unless it's a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what is exactly the standard? If you...
No, there's a bunch of different questions you can ask. It always comes down to a person's willingness to admit, yeah, this is a problem for me and it's going to get worse, not better. But somebody said one of the things was the worst thing that ever happened while you were drinking or drunk, and then how quickly after that you were drinking, right? So
I want to hear that. 573 GASLINE, the worst thing that ever happened when you were drinking or drunk and how quickly you were drinking after that. What happened, Harrington? What are you doing?
I was just looking at Shannon because she's
cute.
No,
what?
I have one.
What do you have?
I have one about how badly what I did bad drunk and then drank the next day. I broke my ankle. Mm. Like I just tripped over like a tiny little.
You tripped over your ex boyfriend's fist. Is this the story you told
her boyfriend
the cops?
Was a tiny little garbage pail.
Is this the story you
she
told
dated
the cops?
Mr. Bucket.
Mr. By the way, it's an ongoing theme in the show, Tank. You don't know, Shannon's ex-boyfriend used to beat her up and she stayed with him for years.
Oh, that's sad.
So, it's only sad when you say it's sad. It's what you make of it, really.
It's only sad when you make eye contact with her. But the glass makes it fun.
Stay with him for years.
So, Kenshin, sorry, you broke your ankle?
Yeah, so I broke my ankle. I tripped. I was just like in a small bathroom. I was wearing flip-flops. So I wasn't even wearing heels.
You're garbage.
I tripped over a tiny little garbage pail. And then I'm like, my ankle hurt, but I kept drinking. So I was like, whatever. The next day, I couldn't walk. I had this big bulge on the side of my ankle. So my brother-in-law brought me to the emergency room. It turned out that I broke my fibula. And that night, I had got, like, I got painkillers, put in a cast, and then I just had a drink.
Yeah, how the painkiller is going to work if you're not drinking.
Exactly. Isn't that how they get activated?
I can't even feel these painkillers without getting a little...
So having a drink is a lot... It's different than, like, blotting out your existence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I... The one for me was... It was New Year's Eve, right? So it was December 30th. I went out. I used to have this habit of coming home and just grabbing keys off of the wall at my parents' house where I lived. I was 21, 20 at the time. And just taking the cars and going to see girls in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah. Nice.
So, I was Grand Theft Auto-ing my way over there, you know? So I grabbed these keys, even though I had a car. Like, I owned a car. I would just not
something
grab,
about it. It's like,
I didn't want to wreck my car.
I stole soup the other day at the supermarket. I have money. Yeah, I didn't need to steal this soup. I just fucking ate it as I'm walking around. I was like, I'm not fucking paying for this. I chucked it at the fucking...
You're done.
Minimum wage.
Why would you pay for it now? It's already in your stomach. So I stole the car, went to the girl's house, left the girl's house at 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, got on the road, was driving on the parkway. It was sleeting out, and... I was driving down the Northern State Parkway, and I was driving, and I went this way, and then that way, and then I went, boom, off the road and into a tree. So I crashed into a tree in a car drunk. Yeah. So I got out of the car, walked up to the road out of the embankment, and flagged somebody down, and they picked me
this
up.
This is your parents' car?
My dad's car, yeah. They dropped me off at my house.
Are your parents super strict? Were you, like, freaking out now?
No, they're not, but it was like, strict or not, I knew that I fucked
you're
up.
You're fucked. Yeah, you're fucked either way.
Yeah,
it's also fun to finger someone in your mom's car or your dad's car. Not
something
your,
about it.
Your car.
Yeah. Something, you don't want to make a mess in your
it's
car.
It's the fuck girls in my mom's Dodge Neon. So if you let somebody fuck you in a Dodge Neon, you deserve the HPV you have.
Right.
So that night, I got blackout drunk again.
Yeah.
So it was less than 24 hours from the most violent crash that I'd ever been in to... It was just, there was no saying no. I didn't know how to say no to myself.
That's driving drunk is a thing that like you hear about it now. Like if I heard about somebody driving drunk now, that I have a 5-year-old. So how old is your kid?
He's gonna be 6 and then 1.
Yeah, I have a 6. I'm great. I have a 6-year-old. I'm great. My son just turned 6 a few days ago. Why is I hear Kim about that pregnant? Now. What'd you say?
Why is Kim not pregnant yet?
Yeah, I think something's wrong with her insides. I don't know, man. No. What am I supposed to do? Trying. No, but when I hear about people drunk driving now, I'm like, I got a fucking kid in the world. Like,
yeah,
it offends me. It actually makes me like angry.
It's
when I
so
hear about
selfish.
It. It's such a shitty thing. I only did it once ever in my entire life when I was like 17. I only drank a handful of times ever, and I thought it'd be funny to get in the car and drive around my friend's front lawn. Like, do like donuts on his front lawn. Wasn't even my friend. It was some dude.
Yeah,
just being a fucking asshole.
It was a guy who gave you a job and tried to get you off the streets. Took you into it.
My savior.
Let you live in his guest house. Yeah.
But I mean, is that the dumbest thing I've ever done drunk? And then how quickly was I drinking?
It's really like the dumbest or the worst or the most like danger you've put yourself in as a result of drinking. That's where belaboring the point. There's so many different things that can go wrong in somebody's life. That's like, once you realize, hey, if you look honestly, alcoholism is one of the only, not the only, but one of the only like mental illnesses where a symptom of it is denial. So it's like you have this problem, and then part of the problem is also that you're not willing to look at what's actually going on.
Yeah.
People get that with cancer also. I've known people who get sick and they're like, nah, fuck that. I don't, I'm not going to get
homosexuality. That's another disease that you can...
Judaism. There's a lot of them out there. I know. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah.
Yeah, dude. So that's fucking incredible. You have a really, really cool story. You have a podcast called The Think Tank available on iTunes this month. You're just premiering it.
Yep.
And we're working together, and you've been coming in for the past few months and recording here. So
yeah, very
hopefully
exciting.
We'll be able to announce something with Gas Digital very, very soon. A lot to talk about, obviously. Let's get some plugs out of the way really quick. Racine, anything coming up you want to plug, my friend?
Just my podcast, The Sit Down. Check that out wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're not part of the Patreon purge?
I am. Wait, oh, no, I'm not. Did they purge people?
Be careful, doggy.
Yeah?
Be careful.
Okay.
Patreon's out there purging like a motherfucker. Purging?
They're getting rid of Nazis.
They purge one guy, right?
Yeah.
Who said the N-word like 8 times in regards to black people.
But you don't know Mike Racine's show.
They purged.
You've never listened to The Sit Down, obviously.
Hey. One place we can say it. Patreon. They're paying money for it.
It's America. Zach Amico,
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my new movie Return to Nukem High Volume 2 on watch.troma.com, and listen to my other show here on Gas Digital, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comedians sitting down watching horror movies.
Fuck yeah. February 2nd I'll be up at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. Bringing a couple of the boys with me. I got to figure out that show right now. But Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie, February 2nd. Also in March, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's down the shore. Got some dates in London and Toronto coming up with Michael Bisping as well. Guys, look out for that. I think we're announcing in the next week or two those dates. Some cool theater dates. I'm doing stand-up, and then we're doing some panel stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't have an unlimited Metro card because I have a car. I drive to my spot.
On that.
Okay? It's not because I'm not working. I'm working a fine amount. Everything's fine.
Guys, make sure you go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Once per month, we give away a free piece of merch to any reviewer, good or bad. Fuck yeah. We don't give a shit, dude. We keep it real ass on the show every time. Also, Shannon, do you have any scams for Scam That Jew? Check out,
I'll check right now.
Yeah, check the Gmail. Maybe we'll do some scams today. Who knows what's going to happen. Kevin Hart's back on the Oscars?
Is he?
That's what I heard.
I heard he was thinking about it.
Oh, really?
Could be new. Maybe, he might be back.
Find out the information. You know what? Let's guess the news.
I think I've said this already, but those homophobic tweets were really funny.
Here it is.
Time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information.
I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, we're talking these about guys don't know
Jared
shit.
From Subway.
Okay.
We were staunch defenders.
Well, I mean, the first few headlines, I was like, come on, man. You're going to just throw this guy's whole career away? Jared from Subway? All the good he's done in the world?
This guy lost some weight. Yeah. He likes pussy. Who cares?
Without evidence. Then that evidence came out.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Oof. Not good. Not good, Jared from Subway.
At least if you are a pedophile, there will be some podcast to defend you.
Yeah.
You know? Initially.
Well, you know.
Oh, man.
Until the facts come out, I defend every man. And that's something that I will stand by every time. All right, gents, really quick. I got to talk about my Ridge wallet, which is my favorite. Tank, can I see your wallet? This is a weird question coming from a Puerto Rican, I know. Look at this. Look at this wallet. I already see it sticking out of your pocket, dude. It's a problem. All right, it's not as big as I thought it was going to be. That was something else. What do you have in your pocket there, Tank? What are you hiding from me right now? This is pretty decent, actually. I can't hate on this because you are keeping your life together. This is like a decent front pocket wallet.
I know
it. Not too much stuff in it.
Yeah.
You have your shit together. Anytime I ask one of my friends to pull out their wallets, watch Racine. Racine, let me see your wallet.
It's probably receipts in it and shit.
It doesn't matter. Look at this hunk of shit.
I have a dumb, stupid wallet.
Look at your hunk of shit wallet. Look at it.
It's full of child pornography.
What is this?
No, that's just a tile.
Really? Have sex with 9 child sex slaves, get the 10th one free?
There's a thing in there that beeps when I need to find it.
Okay, here, look. This thing stinks. The Ridge wallet.
Come on, dude. Look, those kind of wallets get stolen.
It's basically out of the future. Here's the Ridge.
Oh, nice.
Okay?
Carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber. It's the
Lewis doesn't have any cash in the future.
It's got a money clip on it for if you're a fucking Neanderthal and you carry cash. But it's just the size of your card. You pop your cards out just like that. It couldn't look any more slick. You pull it. Feel that, Tank. Feel that right there. How nice does that feel?
Wow, that's beautiful.
I'm looking at the look on Tank's face right now. He's going, that's a fucking nice wallet right there. Because beautiful. You're the type, what you've done with your regular person wallet is essentially this.
Yeah.
You've tried to turn it into a sleek portal for carrying just your cards and the bare minimums, the things that you
need.
I don't
even have all my cards in there.
That's it. Because why would
you? The ones I use.
What are you, an asshole?
Yeah.
Exactly. This right now makes it easy, makes it slick.
I saw an unlimited Metro card in his wallet, by the way, when you opened it up.
What?
No, it's not unlimited.
Oh, it's got a limit, baby. Don't you worry. That's
you can make it unlimited.
Here's the truth, okay? Most of us have so much bullshit in our wallet, extra receipts, extra cards, things that we don't need. They clutter us up. We sit on this heavy, lumpy thing. It sucks. The Ridge wallet is nice and sleek. It's got two little plates that are banded together. When I pull this out, anywhere I go, if there's a chick around, I literally watch the look on her face. I watch her get physically turned on by my wallet. It's out of fucking control. This is the last wallet you're ever going to buy because they give you a lifetime warranty as well, okay? Here's what you have to do. Right now, go to ridgewallet.com/RAP or use the code RAP with the link in the episode description and check out the Ridge wallet. Just browse the inventory. You're going to be so impressed with the inventory. I guarantee you're going to want to buy something. Even if you don't buy something, you're going to want to buy something because it's the coolest wallet that I've ever had. I've had hundreds of people hit me up during the Christmas season telling me that it was the best gift they've ever gotten for somebody. Go check out ridgewallet.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get 10% off any motherfucking purchase. Great Christmas gift if you have some belated Christmas gifts. Great birthday gift if you have some birthdays coming up. This is an amazing, amazing product and I love it. So go enjoy it. ridgewallet.com/rap. All right, let's get back into it.
Right. You want to hear something funny about homophobia?
Go ahead.
So homophobic is a word that people don't even know what it means, I don't think. They use it in a way that like, it's just anything. If you like have any problem with any gay person in the world, you're homophobic.
Right.
Homophobia is like a severe aversion or disgust or fear of gay people. Saying something's gay is not necessarily homophobic. It's just lazy vocabulary. It's not the right word. It's not homophobic. But I got a DM yesterday on my Tank's Good News page, which I try and keep as open and universal and good news as possible. Undeniable good news.
Yeah.
So I try and stay out of politics. I stay out of stuff that's like a little edgy. Gay
we
rights
have a rule
is
on this show. We don't mention the T word.
Okay.
Trannies.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Trump.
No, Trump. Kidding. We don't mention Trump.
Trumpies. So I got a message from this woman like maybe 2 weeks ago. How come you don't post about LGBT news? Is there a problem? Do you have some kind of aversion or whatever? And I just didn't answer it because I'm not having a conversation with somebody like that. It's just not going to happen.
It's not a person who's legitimately...
They're not gay.
Well, it's also not a person that's not legitimately concerned. What they're doing is they spend their entire lives living in a culture where they're looking for things like that. You're not the first person they emailed that day
with that
statement.
Yeah.
So you're not going to come to a sensible conversation and go like, oh, well, I try to stay out of like political, you're never going to get there. What they're going to do is going to be a volley and the volley will just go back and forth. And this is all they live for. So you're like creating.
Because if that person was a fan of yours, they could be like, hey, I'm gay. Maybe you should. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're not even a fan. If it was a person who like loves your shit and like, you know, listens to your podcast, is on your page, supports you and be like, hey, just so you know, this is, you know, I feel like I'm not being represented. That's an actual real conversation to be had. But this is just another version of trolling.
Oh, yeah. Or if they were an actual fan of the page, they would see that I have posted about that stuff in the past when it came up. It's just that since they found the page, nothing has been posted. But that's because there was something that happened in Australia with gay rights that was huge. I posted about that. I'm not just going to post about like stuff that's not consequential because to feed your need to see this stuff, right?
What was the other?
It's now legal to suck dick in the street. You can do it anywhere you want.
I think
you can fuck a koala.
I think
a male one.
If you want to fuck a male koala, you can do it.
They were granted marriage rights in Australia. This was months ago. This is probably almost a year ago.
Yeah.
So the next message I got from her yesterday was, I messaged you again. I messaged you before. I'm messaging you again. This is, I'm paraphrasing. Why don't you post about this stuff? If you don't post about it soon or respond to me, I will assume you're homophobic, and I'll make sure everybody that I know knows this as well.
How many people does she know?
Seven, which is a lot. Too many.
It's a lot, yeah.
So I finally wrote back. I'm like, yo.
Shut up, fag. You know?
Basically, like, you're not going to bully me into being a better person. I'm a good person already. I try hard. Get the fuck, get out of here.
Yeah.
But it's just...
Well, that's sort of what Kevin Hart responded with, where he's like, look, I'm in such a good place in my life. Like, anybody who knows me, like, will know that, like, gay people, straight, whoever, it's like, I am friends and so open with everybody. I don't need to prove myself constantly. People that need to prove themselves, in my opinion, have something to hide.
Of course.
Right? So it's like, for people will call me homophobic for jokes that we make on this show, or they'll call me, you know, misogynistic or whatever else is. But if you actually know the way that I treat women and homosexuals, you will know that I actually am those things. So,
well, somebody
you might even have one working for you.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
Somebody connected the dots between humor and hatred, and they're fucking, there's no connection to be made.
Yeah,
humor, making fun of gay people does not mean you hate them.
No, they like it, by the way.
Message I got from a gay person yesterday was in support.
Every fucking gay friend of mine is hilarious. They have good sense of humor. They don't mind all the trigger words. It's only people that are sitting on the outside going like, I feel guilty about my own shit.
They're not gay.
They aren't gay. That
it's crazy.
Kind of take that stance. But you talk to a gay, do gay guys don't like it? I read a blog, or I read on Reddit the other day, there was a whole thread about gay guys saying how they like being called faggot. Uh-huh. How it turns them on. And it's like that side of it, you can't even have that conversation because it's like... It's like, no, dude, most of my gay friends are freaks, dude. Most of my gay friends love to fuck. They meet up with random dudes in fucking bathrooms at nightclubs, and they get fucking down. I'm telling you right now, they're not nerds. They get fucked up, and they have sex.
They're cooler than any of us will ever be.
They're, what do you want me to say? They know how to dance. They dress nice. They fuck. They drink. They do drugs.
They're like Italians.
Stay in shape.
Gays are Italians.
They're like Italians who got kicked out of their mother's basement.
Right.
That's how you make a man out of an Italian.
Fuck. That's so funny. Gays live like Italians in the 80s.
They run the city.
Ah, shit. But yeah, I guess Kevin Hart now is back to, or possibly going to host the Oscars. Ellen DeGeneres came out and defended him to the Academy
world.
And
yeah,
to the
everybody.
World.
She had him on her show.
Which is great, dude. Good for Ellen, man. By the way, I have always liked Ellen. Always liked Ellen. The special back in the day, the HBO special where she's eating popcorn, hilarious. Super.
Did you see the new one?
I didn't see it yet. It's on Netflix.
Unbelievable.
Is it good?
From start to finish, power, like, just, she put a lot of effort into it.
It's no Louis C.K. in Long Island, but it's really good.
It's really good. She's where she is for a reason. It becomes very apparent when you watch the that special.
But think about this: if cell phones were out, if social media was the way it was, you think Ellen was fucking there? She has something. She has something in her past that she's done that if everyone in the world knew, it would destroy her.
Well, she was destroyed.
Clearly like a psychopath a little bit. She's clearly like, you know.
She was destroyed before her show came out. She had lost everything before her show.
From what?
When she came out as gay,
took the show away after she came out.
What was the Ellen show? That was like the sitcom where she kissed. She was like dating dudes like. She was like dressed the same sort of suit. Like, hey, you want to go play pool or something?
You want to see what's under my vest and tie?
Let's egg these cars, huh?
Ah, shit. And then, yeah, she
my vest and tie.
She did. Yeah, she lost a bunch of stuff. But then she fucking made it as big as
possible. Clawed her way back.
But I'm talking
ever.
About, like, there's something, like, there's her own version of Me Too from her past because it was a different time.
She got in trouble one time for like she took a picture with Katy Perry and she was like looking at her tits and people were
really mad. People were mad about that.
Well, it was an old picture that they got mad about recently. Yeah.
Oh, to pull the
that's
picture.
What they do. They went back in time to get offended.
Oh, and she was sort of doing what's his name did in that other picture that he got in trouble for.
Al Franken. Like,
yeah, Al Franken. Oh yeah, yeah. She's making a joke though.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And who's that? Yeah, but so hold on. Why can Miley Cyrus do it? Who's not actually gay? Who's gay? Who's trendy gay? Right? Miley Cyrus, who
She's allowed to grab her tits. And they're doing this whole thing.
I love that there's a history of Katy Perry's boob grabs. Like, it's a whole thing.
Katy Perry is, she goes from being, like, without makeup, as average as possible, to being batshit crazy hot. When she's done up, like, in those fucking videos, she's so hot. I can't, like, she's, like, bananas hot. But then when you see her without makeup.
Human.
Yeah. But you like that. See, you like that. You're a good person. Me, I'm like, get it out of my fucking face, pig. Put on some makeup.
Look, she's cute.
Ugh. Look at her. She looks like my thumb.
I look like your thumb.
You do kind of look like my thumb, tank. shit. So is it official that he's coming back to host the Oscars, or is it still just rumored, or he's thinking about it still? Do we know? Do we guess that? Kevin Hart won't host Academy Awards, doesn't want to be Oscar night distraction.
I wouldn't do it if I was him either.
Yeah.
It's an old thing. Oh, wait, that's January 5th, 2019.
2 days ago.
I said this already on Twitter, but there's all those, he's going to offend all those gay pedophiles in Hollywood. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The slap in the face.
The room that these people sit in and judge something as, like inconsequential as what he did when they're in there fucking raping and all the shit that they do is, yeah. It's so crazy. Hollywood, I think, to be honest with you, it's been around for a long time, longer than any of us. I don't think, I'm making a prediction right now, I think Hollywood's going to be irrelevant and crumble within the next 20 to 30
That's a
years.
Prediction.
They're not doing a good job at all. The movies suck. The fucking process sucks. We had a bunch of shows that we were trying to put together. We tried to do it the Hollywood way. It doesn't fucking work,
people,
man. It's 2019.
The problem is, though, people just in general are lazy. Whereas,
want someone else to do the work.
Yeah.
Sure. So
they want to be told, like, this studio puts their name. Well, and just it's just sort of people are adapting. So, like, Netflix is sort of, like, anti-Hollywood, but now it's sort of become Hollywood. Netflix has, they have all the big stars now.
Well, the bigger you get, the longer
Netflix
the
sort of represented, like, oh, my God, like, the internet's taking over. But yeah. Netflix has sort of just shifted, and everyone traditional Hollywood is just moving over to these different platforms. So they're smart and they're going to adapt. It's going to be very different than it was back in the day. But I still think there's fun stuff. I think movies, look, I only see kids' movies now.
Yeah.
And every kids' movie I've ever seen since my son's been born has been fucking phenomenal.
Did you see Ralph Breaks the Internet?
No, is it good?
Oh my God, dude.
Good?
One of the best movies I've ever seen.
I love the first
cartoon
one.
Cartoon or otherwise.
Dude,
so good.
Wreck-It Ralph was fucking fire. It was a great movie, the first one. The second one was great.
Wonderful.
Love
yeah.
it.
Excellent
Love
movie.
I saw the new Spider-Man with my son recently, the new cartoon one.
Oh, I didn't see that. How was it?
Fucking phenomenal.
Really?
Fucking phenomenal, dude. It's magic on
I'm
the screen.
I'm fucking Spider-Maned out, dude. Yeah. I'm Spider-Maned out. My son got into Spider-Man 3 years ago, and... Like, the first one with Tobey Maguire came out in, like, whatever, 2001. If you watch it now, it is unwatchable.
Yeah.
The effects are horrible. The acting is horrendous. It's just so bad. They made three more of those. Then they did another one with Andrew Garfield, which is my favorite. And then the other one with this kid,
The
Tom,
new British kid.
Whatever it is. There's nine Spider-Mans that have come out in the last 20 years, and now there's another one. Like, the story's done.
Yeah, they keep on doing it, and they sort of make fun of that in the new animated Spider-Man.
Oh, they do?
They make fun of the fact that because they cut across worlds and five different Spider-Men come into the world, and he goes, in the beginning of the opening scene, they go, okay, let's do this again. When I was in high school, I got everybody, and he kind of goes through the beats of the story very fast because they've done it so many fucking times. Same thing with Batman, though. How many times have we seen the scene of Batman's parents being fucking killed? By the, you know, well, it was the Joker in the first one, but then it was some random goon in another one. It was, but I think you need, it sucks, but you need to tell that origin story. Because think about all the five-year-old kids that are seeing it for the
Batman's
first time.
Batman's parents were killed by a social justice warrior.
Yeah, they were killed by Lindy West.
yeah. Some kid in dreadlocks.
The movies now are, everything that I've seen has been pretty damn great. I think it's just sort of, instead of art imitating life, I think we're just creating what we think is supposed to be a representation of life. That's sort of what people that are creating movies and television shows are doing now. So, like, yeah, I mean, you can, you know, remember a couple years ago they got shit for the show Girls because it didn't represent any, like, brown people. It's like, well, I mean, look, there are groups of four white chicks in the world.
Yeah.
So that we can't have that slice of life be represented on television. There's an, like, issue with it. And because of that, there's just this... like, you know, overbearing need for diversity. I mean, I watched...
No, there is a black guy in the pilot of Girls. There was a black guy at the end. He was homeless, and he chases Lena Dunham through an alley. She's like, ah, get me out of here. I hate New York.
Was that really the truth?
Well, yeah, at the end. But there's like she has a little scene with a black homeless guy.
That's fucking hilarious. See?
That's the kind of representation I want as a black person.
Yeah. But it's like, I think that
there's also in her first movie, Tiny Furniture, she gets a job at a restaurant, and the hot guy who works at the restaurant is like, hey, watch out for the kitchen staff. They're going to molest you. Yeah. It's all Latino kitchen staff who has no law.
But also, that's much more real. If you've ever been to a fucking kitchen, it's the Hispanic guys in the kitchen that are grabbing your ass. I'm telling you right now, my fucking chick used to work in restaurants, and those are the guys grabbing everyone's asses.
So much grabbing going on.
So what do you want to say? That's just what the fucking was happening. I watched a show the other day. I don't even know what show it was, but it was they casted a fat black chick and like a muscly white dude as the... And I was just like... It's just not happening. You're never seeing this like as a couple, and it's just so obviously just put in there for like diversity and for body positivity. And it was this like Jewish guy with he was like muscly, but he had glasses and red hair, and it was like it was just so bizarre and it was distracting. It took me away from.
Yeah, you got to do it right. Diversity for diversity's sake is never good. You got to make sure that it's being done right.
Did we talk about this the other day, the Cheerios commercial? That was the first one.
But that's kind of like a shitty perspective, right? I'm the white girl and I'm afraid of Mexican kitchen staff.
It's not, but that person can exist. That person should exist and she should suck. And we should also look at her as a villain. Maybe it's being written the wrong way, but that person exists. I mean, what are we talking about? Most white girls, if you went to, most girls that came from middle class to upper middle class families, if you were to put them in a kitchen staff with five fucking El Salvadorians, they'd be terrified for their fucking lives. Yeah. And to go like, no, what are you talking about? I would invite them into my home and they're the same as me. It's just a false narrative. And I feel like in every area of life, we are just pretending that doesn't exist.
Life is hard and it's okay. It's not like, you know what I mean? Everyone's so scared to struggle and have any pain in their lives or possibly cause somebody else pain because they're so horrible at dealing with it. Like the more sensitive you are, the more you think everyone else is sensitive, and it's just not that way. Some people are okay with the fact that life is a struggle and people are certain ways in certain groups of people in certain environments. Yeah, you can kind of predict the outcome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not offensive. It's just observation. You're observing and you're obviously generalizing. You're generalizing in a group and obviously over time. But there's once you see something happen enough times, it's like,
well, I think a big part of it is we make fun of these things and we talk about it in a very like we laugh. We make a racist joke or
and there's no aggression.
Joke, but there's not. But people see it and they go like, oh, my God, they're taking somebody's pain and then they're laughing at it. But the reality is on the other side of it, you have to look at the positivity that comes out of it, that you have a bunch of people, thousands of people that are listening to the show right now. And they go, oh, shit, we're all having very different perspectives on things. Nobody's being hateful here. We're all talking about things from and having, you know, a different version of our own. You know, our own lives and how it affects us. What comes out of it is you have a piece of content that's entertaining and people are laughing. Thousands of people around the world are laughing right now going like, oh, shit, I didn't think about that. And they process it however they want. Nobody's walking away from a show like this and going like, you know what? Fuck gay people, dog. You know, they made that joke about fucking, you know, and it's just not happening. And I think that they sort of create that narrative. I watched that happen with the whole fall narrative thing is hilarious to me because I tweeted a picture of this. They were like,
what scenario?
The false narrative. They go, it was like one of these magazines, Cosmopolitan. It was like, try not to cry as looking at these pictures of women being sworn into Congress today.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, nobody cried. You're just saying that. There's not a single woman. I talked to my
That was recently?
It was the other day.
No, there was people that were not crying upset. There was a big moment. The Muslim woman getting sworn in.
I don't think that anybody looked at those pictures and cried. And I think that the headline fed people into that. And then
if they don't cry, they're a bad person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe there was somebody who felt represented and they got so emotional and they were like, oh my God, that person is weak. And that person, what do you want me to say?
If you saw the first Puerto Rican rapist who was being sworn into Congress, maybe you would get a little emotional.
The Liz cried with Kavanaugh.
Wow, finally one for us. You did it, doggy. You're my favorite Supreme Court justice, doggy.
He had a viewing party.
I don't know, man. I don't think that that's actually a thing that's happening. I don't think that people are crying over something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Dude, my mom's been at the Olive Garden for 15 years. How many kitchen Mexicans have felt up my mother?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, it's got to be astronomical, right?
Maybe in year two or three.
Yeah. Lately?
Yeah. Dude, Spanish guys.
No, I worked at a barbecue restaurant.
Spanish guys see long hair. They go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I was dating this girl that worked at the barbecue restaurant with me, and she was like, yeah, there's this guy in the kitchen who's always, like, commenting on my body and what I'm wearing and stuff. And I was like, well, all right.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry. Maybe you don't know his experience. You should have been woke on her. Maybe you know his experience.
Maybe he's really stressed out.
Coming from a third world country.
Yeah. You're privileged.
Also, to be honest with you, it is a different culture. I defend those guys. My girlfriend, dude, some dude groped her.
I was defending them too.
some guy groped her at her job. And it's horrible. But she didn't lose a wink of sleep over it. It didn't actually affect her in any way. She was like, yeah, fuck you. And she like told them off, right?
Well, because you just have to go to work and make money.
So it's like, but it wasn't anything that like, I mean, I guess, look, there's a woman who gets groped by a guy and it fucking shatters her world. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I don't know. It's just sort of like, let's put it into perspective. It's just not that crazy of a thing. I've been groped by a gay guy in a club before, and you feel invaded, and you feel like, whoa, what the fuck was that? I'm sure you have, Tank.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, you're all muscling and shit. Dude, gay guys fucking probably come up to you all the time and try to fucking...
I actually try not to bring that up, because it's like there's certain people who will hear what you're saying and what I'm about to say and be like, nah, it's different. It's kind of different, but it's not. Because a woman will have... They have two strikes against them. One, they're invaded, and they feel personally invaded in their like emotional center. Mm-hmm. Two, there's a physical element because I know that if a guy grabbed me, I could kick the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Or if I couldn't kick the shit out of him, I could at least give myself some room to get out of there. You know what I mean? So I think about that. But there's also times where fear is in the mind. It's not in the body. Like I've been walking down the street on fucking 8th Avenue at 11 o'clock at night, and it's problematic. It's a fucking problem for everybody. I'm 250 pounds. I know how to do... Fucking, I know how to do. I don't even know what I was going to say. I know how to do street fight. No, I know how to handle myself, but it's still a problem. You don't want the problem. Like when you said I was a nice guy, have I been into fights? I've been in fights, but I hate them because there's two possible scenarios. One, I get hurt. Two, I hurt somebody. They both fucking suck. Mm. I don't want to hurt anybody. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to be put in a position where I have to, because then I think about it. I think, what if I punch them a quarter inch this way and I hit their artery and I fucking kill them? And I start thinking about that. Or if I throw them and I hit their head, I don't want to think about that. I just want to.
I think of those same things, but I'm like, yeah, what if I punch them a quarter inch this way and I fucking kill them with my fist?
But it's good for you.
Don't fucking cross me, Harrington.
But yeah, life is crazy and there's a lot of unpredictable variables and everyone's just trying to get through. That's why I think when a girl gets groped by a guy, it's like, they weren't expecting that, and it sucked. Mm. And they didn't think about that when they went out that night that they were going to get groped, and it was out of left field, and they have to deal with that.
Mm.
Which is the best I can do. I hate to say it. I've never groped a woman in my entire life. I'm very even like saying hello to like I've never I see guys on the street all the time, hey, like yelling at girls walking by. I've never done that in my entire life.
I do it anytime I pass any woman. It's hilarious.
Why?
It's hilarious. Dude, literally, anytime I pass a chick, I'm like, what up, ma? Like, I'm not even trying to hit on her.
I don't have that confidence.
It's not even confident. It's just funny to me.
We should make a sketch where it's like, catcalling, is it a real problem? We dress Zach up like a beautiful lady to go undercover and see if you should do that. He just walked, no one catcalls him.
We took Zach to 125th Street.
Zach is raped. Because of horror movies.
It's really tough to be a beautiful woman today.
Zach is getting gang raped behind a fucking
by Black Israelites.
Guys that are trying to sell purses are lining up for
money. Well, I gotta stop selling these purses for a minute.
Ooh. Look at that
gang rape, this big, this BBW.
14 comments.
Large vanilla nice. Milkshake. Get over here, bitch. Oh, shit. This is Zach as Lindy West.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I play Lindy West.
He played Lindy West in the latest movie.
So funny.
Also, you are actually smaller than her, it seems.
Yeah, we did a side-by-side comparison.
It's fucking bizarre. Look at this. Dog.
Who's Lindy West?
She's like social justice warrior, writer, blogger lady.
Lindy's giving a speech, and Zach comes, shows up, and she's like, "Shoot him, he's an imposter." He like sways, like she rolls around with her.
She's not doing this with
which
him.
Which one?
The mirror thing.
Which one do I shoot?
Shoot the evil one.
I don't know. It's me, Lindy.
Shoots the wrong one. I'm gonna look her up.
All right, gentlemen, got to talk about Infinite CBD, which is an amazing, amazing brand that I love working with. Infinite CBD not only sponsors the show, but everything from Skankfest to the tour that I just went on. If you don't know what CBD is, it's the non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. So it's not THC. It doesn't get you high. It's not illegal. It's completely safe for kids. It's completely safe for your pets. I'm telling you right now, go do a little bit of research on what CBD can do for you. Everything from chronic pain to insomnia to cancer to... Give me another affliction. I need something else. I can't think of anything.
Being Hispanic.
Being Hispanic.
Racism.
It does not change you being Hispanic, actually, Zach. No. Go do a Google research. Go do a Google search and see what CBD can do for you, because it's been known to help everything from chronic pain to insomnia to depression. I mean, just do some research right now. Type in an affliction that you have. I have issues with my fucking joints, joint pain, okay? Go look it up. There's topical cream that Infinite CBD offers called Freezing Point that has changed my fucking life. Changed my life. The entire training camp for the MMA fight, this is what I was using. They have so many different products. They have gummies you can eat. They have distillate you can put in a vape pen. They have topical creams. They have everything. So once again, that is infinitecbd.com. Infinitecbd.com. That is infinitecbd.com. And when you go there, make sure you use the promo code RAP15. RAP15. You save 15% off your entire purchase. Infinite CBD, we love them. Go check them out. See if you could use them. All right, let's get back into it. Was there any scams? Shannon, there are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Scam That Jew.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam That Jew.
And Tank, before you get uncomfortable, we're the Jews.
Oh,
in the scam.
Okay.
We're pro-Israel. This is an alt-right Christian podcast. And we are respecting the Jews in this segment. Okay.
All right, good.
So what we do is these are scams that are easy to pull off, easy to accomplish. You can't get any real trouble if you get caught. Something as simple as walking around a store and drinking a soup. It's not going to hurt nobody. Somebody catches you, you're like, oh, you know, I completely forgot. I was eating that soup.
I forgot. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'll pay for it right now.
I was so thirsty.
I was drinking this cold soup.
You're in workout gear. That's really mean.
I thought it was a protein shake. I'm so sorry.
So these
I
are
hope there's
to,
a good one this week. There's a cut. Money's tight.
It's been a little bit. You know, some of these scams weren't good lately. We've had some good ones. We've had some bad ones. So, Shannon, let me know what this week's scams are.
Okay, here's the first one from MT. Many tattoo shops offer free tattooing to cover up hate symbols. So all you have to do is give yourself a prison swastika first to save a few hundred dollars.
That's fucking brilliant.
Wow.
That is fucking brilliant. It doesn't have to be just
but
a swastika.
How do you get the swastika?
Because that's, look, so being...
Will they cover it up with a bigger swastika?
Being that we are Jews, we're probably not going to do a swastika, but we can do some sort of like other hate speech, right? Right?
Yeah, what can we get? The most fun one.
Some kind of graffiti.
A black Israelite.
That's fun. But that's a brilliant idea. So is there anything in New York City? Because I've seen that a lot.
Yeah. I posted about that on Tank's Good News.
Did you?
Yeah, a couple of times.
That's awesome. So, so tattoo shops will give you a free cover-up. But are they going to give you anything you want?
I'm sure there's some kind of limitation.
I swear to God, I will fucking do this right now. This is one of the best scam matches I've ever heard.
You can get a sleeve to cover up a little swastika on the forearm, I'm sure. But
you want something cool, you do a pretty big swastika.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, they're not going to make you get a tattoo of the Little Mermaid or something. I'm sure you have some say in it, unless that's exactly what you want.
Can we see some?
I feel like every time I
pictures?
See cover up, it's always a flower.
I have a cover up.
Flowers are very intricate. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of lines you could, you know, do whatever you want with them. I have a cover up on my arm that's a flower.
Can we Google like best tattoo cover ups?
Sure, but they got to be former swastikas.
Oh.
Are these hate speech ones? Oh, see?
See, that's a what? Nice tattoo.
If you got that for free. There we go.
It's pretty big tattoo.
Will Kaufman tattoo. Whoa, that one's a terrible tattoo. I would rather the swastika. I would rather the swastika.
You start with a swastika, and they give you like a drawing of a Jewish, a Jewish guy.
That's just a Jew.
Yeah. See, I'm not a Nazi anymore.
Whoa, this is fucking smart. This is smart, and you can do an at-home tattoo pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, define easy.
But also, wouldn't it be? I mean, if I was giving somebody, like an actual Nazi, a cover-up,
yeah.
I wouldn't give them really good work. I would cover it up to cover it up, but I would give them kind of a shitty tattoo.
Yeah, for being like a shitty person.
Yeah, for being a fucking shithead.
Yeah.
You know?
In the past.
I like it, though. Very creative. Great way to get a, if you have a friend that's a shitty tattoo artist, you could even go and just get.
There's a cough button?
Yeah, there's a cough button.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this is all custom, baby.
I've never used that before.
I know. Yeah,
I cough and sniffle and shit on the mic.
Hello.
Wow, that is so great. Sorry to call you out on that. I just can't believe it. I saw you press something and then I looked down and it literally said C-O-U-G-H. And yeah. I was like, wow.
We don't fuck around here, baby. This whole table was customized.
Gas Digital is no joke.
Yeah. This was... This doesn't exist. This table, you can't just go buy this. We have to literally conceptualize it.
No, I've seen this at IKEA before.
All right, what's the next scam, Shannon? That was a good one. I like that one. That is front runner right now.
Okay, I only skimmed this one, so don't be mad if it sucks.
Skim scam.
Skim this Jew.
This is from...
Skim this Jew.
Come on, Zach.
Press the cough button on him.
From Doug. I work at a car dealership and this happens pretty often. If you're buying a new car and trading in one you haven't paid off, tell the dealership you owe $3,000 to $5,000 more, or really however much you want than you really do. You'll get an extra $1,000 or more for your trade-in. Dealerships want you to buy cars and not worry about negative equity. When it's time to make the deal, you'll look up the actual payoff and it's too late for them to take it back. Love the show. Happy New Year. If I win, can I just get a photo of Shannon's titties? Read this, Shannon. Love you too.
Jesus.
Go to the Shannon cam real quick.
I'm gonna
for
beat
him.
The shit out of that guy.
Don't worry about it. They love her. She's got fans. That's Shannon.
Oh.
There we go.
Dude, you know when I was younger, it was not Sharper Image, maybe some other catalog spent. I don't know what the fuck it was, but they had these things called Shamp Boobs. That would hang in the shower and they were boobs and you could put shampoo in them.
Love it.
If I could get one thing in my entire life when I was 9 years old, that would have been it.
I bet it exists still.
I'm sure it does.
When's your birthday? If you punch Shannon in the face, 5th. She shows your tits. It's just like a reflexive thing.
So she blocks.
Shamboobs.
Do they have shamboobs out there? Because I'll buy them right now for Tank if they're out there. That was an okay scam, but you gotta be trading in. That's so specific. You'd be trading. I mean,
that's
in
good
a car.
Advice. It's not a scam.
It's good advice. If you are trading in a car, you just gotta. That's a solid piece of advice right there. And these are salesmen. They're trying to make the fucking deal happen. You know.
I don't understand what that meant, but I'm just gonna because they look up how much your car is worth while you're there.
No, but if
but how much you're
still
owe.
Paying it off.
Yeah, but they look up how much you owe too.
I mean, you know, I believe this guy. You
can't scam this Jew.
Tank. I believe this guy. I believe that that's something that they would do. They would offer you the deal, and then when they go to do all the paperwork at the end.
Potentially.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right, too. Maybe it's all wrong. Who knows? Try it. See what happens. It doesn't win, though. Right now, the fucking swastika tattoos.
Unlimited Metro card.
Crushing it.
Okay, this one's from Max. This is a good scam because it usually scams more Jews. Birthright is an all-expense 10-day trip to Israel for Americans.
Think I don't know?
18 to 32 years old of Jewish heritage. And Jewish is in quotation marks.
8 to 10 days. How about you stay there?
The scam is that they don't actually make you show any proof that you're Jewish. Just put on the forms that your mom is Jewish, but that you were raised not very religious, and that's it. You do have to prove that you're 18 to 32. So I guess that any old losers that listen to this show won't be able to use this scam. But for everyone else, you can easily be on your way to a trip to the Holy Land in no time. Be aware that the trip will be filled with actual Jews. So if you can't handle being on the plane loaded up with Japs, this scam might not be for you.
It's a tough one. You know?
But do you have to do like birthright shit while you're there? It's not like they just drop you
off.
It's
like a timeshare presentation.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. They're going to get you to try to fucking like put on tefillin and like eat matzah. I don't know what goes on. But can you leave and just go party with hot Israeli chicks? Because that's literally, in my opinion, the hottest chicks in the world, Israeli.
Gal Gadot.
They take you to Walmart.
Doggy. That's what's her name? Fucking
Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot.
She's retardedly hot. I can't handle how hot she is.
You did tear gas at Palace.
She's so hot that I don't like her.
You know what happened?
She's so hot that I'm not attracted to her, that I'm like, ah, it's just too much. I move on.
I said to my, we were watching Wonder Woman, me and my wife, and I said to my wife, can you make that picture bigger, please?
You get a better picture. You're more high res.
I never talk about women with my wife. I know some guys do. They're like, oh, she's hot. Oh, she's hot. She's hot. I just don't do it because I think my wife is actually one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my entire life, in person or otherwise.
You're a muscly, hot dude that's successful. I'm sure this isn't a crazy stretch for you.
But I said to her, I said,
Harrington was like, I got the hottest woman in the world. Like, get the fuck out of here. Hey, show me a picture of this pig.
I said, Gal Gadot is almost as pretty as you are. And it was a fucking problem.
You know your wife is not listening to this show, right?
No, she listens to this
stuff. She's going
to
listen? Oh, yeah, no.
It was very
And
it was
a problem because she said she was actually mad. I said,
Gal Gadot is almost as pretty as you are. And she goes, wow, you really like her, huh?
Yeah, wow.
I was like, yeah, I do.
She's crazy. What's your wife's background?
She is German.
German. Nice. Yeah.
I say that to my girlfriend.
And she's actually German and Jewish. Her father was Jewish. Her mother was like from Dusseldorf. Something real German. Like she lived in Germany until she was 20.
From the Harry Potter series.
Yeah. Exactly. Love it. She ran through a wall and that was it. Yeah. I met my wife.
Yeah. So she's really fucking gorgeous. You know who else I like? I'm not into celebrities. Yeah. Like, there's something about celebrities that...
Too deep.
I'm not either, yeah.
I need to mentally be able to fuck them in my mind. Like, there needs to be a path to that.
Gal Gadot's not coming to Gas Digital. I mean, no offense. You have a nice little empire here.
But I'm trying to get her on my show.
There's a chance. See? Fuckface? Yeah. How about that? Hello, Louis. And there's been very famous
Louis,
people
I
here,
love
by the way.
Way that you just say the N-word without any consequences.
Oh, they're coming. They're coming. But I love her.
First I came for Luis J. Gomez. I said nothing because I wasn't Puerto Rican.
I wasn't a rapist.
I don't like celebrities. Tank's joined in now.
As I said it, I'm like, I shouldn't say this, but he said it, so.
It's all good, man. I'm fucking around. There's something about not being able to connect the dots and get to, like, fucking the chick.
Too abstract.
Yeah, it's so far out that Gal Gadot, I shouldn't say never, like... There are a series of decisions that any man in this room could make that could have you fucking Gal Gadot.
You'd have to be really focused on it.
You'd have to be really focused. Yeah. Everything would have to go right. But there is truly a series of decisions. Now, for Zach, you're going to need a club. You're going to need a bag. You're going to need
A shitload of money in a movie studio.
I thought I was like the only guy who did that. I can't really like jerk it to celebrities because I can't imagine a scenario where
it's going to happen. Yeah. Happen. But if I could imagine it happening, if there's some sort of connection there.
I don't know. Sometimes on the downswing, like, you could put that together. Like Rose McGowan now after she's crazy.
Yeah.
One bad night. I mean, if I didn't put that much effort in, I feel like I could probably convince Rose
McGowan.
She's
nuts, man. Yeah. Holy shit.
She's a little bit of a
wacky. She blocked me on Instagram.
Why?
No clue. No clue whatsoever.
You guys look alike?
She followed me. There can only be one bald Instagram superstar.
One bald psychopath.
Shit.
No, I had this see-through dress on. Next thing I know, I can't see your fucking post.
I'm fucking Marilyn Manson.
No, I don't know. She, I guess she got really crazy. She got really nuts, and I think that my humor is definitely PG. But there's sometimes where I'll push the envelope because I'm a human being and I have these thoughts that I want to put out into the world.
Right.
Something must have struck her the wrong way or whatever.
I think a few people struck her the wrong way.
Yeah.
Dude, I got blocked by a female comic recently. I won't say her name.
Write it down.
Spell it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But just out of nowhere for no reason, right?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, you could probably almost even guess. Here, put that over. There we go.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you don't know who she is.
It's probably an accident.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Just a fucking... No, it wasn't an accident, because we've had a couple weird things, like on Twitter and social media, because she's a fucking troll. Mm-hmm. She's a fucking internet troll.
Oh, so she did you a favor.
Yeah, she really... But for her to, like, block me, it's like, how fucking weak are you?
Like getting broken up with someone that's less attractive than you.
That you don't like.
Yeah,
you're not into... I'm not dating you, weirdo. What is going on here?
You don't want me.
It doesn't fuck it. Like, do you think I'm going to your page ever? I'm following you back, first of all, as a courtesy, because you're a comic. It's a professional courtesy. You follow me. I follow you back. there's no part of me like there's I'm not thinking about the chick. I'm never going in her world, but she, this is a chick who constantly tweets about, you know, running into Legion of Skanks fans, and she's a fucking idiot.
She doesn't like them?
No, we invite her to like shows and she performs and everyone's really sweet and cool and the fan base couldn't be any nicer, and then she thinks it's trendy to call them like shitheads. And then when she calls them shitheads and then they respond by calling her a fat cunt, then
when they're outside her house in the morning.
So yeah, she blocked me. I stopped blocking people years ago.
She said something about Skankfest where she was scared to walk in or something. Yeah. Or something.
It was bullshit. And it was literally just the biggest amount of bullshit in the world. There was fucking Skankfest. The fan base for Legion of Skanks, they couldn't be any sweeter of people in the world. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, like there's a handful of shitheads here and there. If you go to any event where there's 1,500 people in a room, there's going to be a couple shitheads, right?
Yeah.
It's the type of group where if there was a woman being mistreated at Skankfest, the person mistreating that woman would have their fucking ass beaten. I'm telling you right now, it's a bunch of fucking dudes where if there was a woman, I watched a video recently of a guy, you probably wouldn't be able to find the video, of a guy like shaking his chick in the pool, like grabbing her by the arm, and like, I don't even know if he smacked her, but it was like a Vegas pool party, and it just was not the pool party to be doing this at, because every dude at this party jumped in the fucking pool and beat the shit out of this guy. And that's the type of, that's the type of culture that we have with Legion of Skanks. It's not like, I know people go like, oh, these guys make fucked up jokes or whatever. Yeah, we make fucked up jokes, but I'm telling you right now, if you see a woman being hit in the street, step the fuck up, say something. If you're a man and you see a fucking woman being mistreated on the street, yeah, step in. If you're not able to handle yourself, at the very least say something, call the fucking cops, do something. Yeah. Don't be passive, don't fucking walk away, and make whatever the fuck jokes you want. Okay, that's the culture that we have. Okay, and I would rather have somebody that has an actual, real, tangible, does something actual, tangible, versus people who live on fucking social media and who live online and pretend to be doing things. Okay, and for people to paint a picture of the Legion of Skanks fan base to be anything but that, it's offensive. You know, because these are literally fucking really, really cool people. And ask any chick that's ever been to any of our events the type of environment it is, and if they feel safe. I'm telling you right now, dude. The guys are protective of chicks at these events. Protective. So, Shannon, was there any other scams or no?
Not good ones. Best of them.
All right. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I like the hate speech or the Nazi scam. Is this crazy to give him the shirt?
How do you give yourself a pretty tattoo, a swastika?
Just get a little bit of some ink. A fucking
ink, needle.
Needle.
Yeah, stick and poke, like.
And some patience.
Look up right now how to do...
Girl did it, but yeah, it's just...
My mom had a bunch of prison tattoos. Yeah, you do a thread. My mom literally taught me how to do it.
Oh my God.
My mom had ones done with ash, with cigarette ash.
Oof. That doesn't sound safe.
This at home. Well, look at what a nicely produced video this is, where it's a junkie that put this together.
They had him consult on this video.
Kind of sterile surface, pencil, X-Acto knife, carve a needle size slot. Yeah, we're going to skip a lot of these. Yeah, you thread it around the end. So basically you soak the thread in the ink and then you wrap it around the end. So you keep on poking it in and it has it. My mom taught me how to do this. My mom had a money sign tattooed on her hand that was done like this.
Wow.
Garbaggio. Look at this. Actually, they actually made a fucking real needle. Look at that.
I was going to say, this is way nicer than mine, was just a needle.
Literally a needle and a finger. Did they use thread around the end of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do this. You can give yourself a swastika tattoo fairly easily.
You don't need that much Vaseline.
Yeah. Your fancy new tool, you dip it in the ink and then just fucking poke.
I might do this tonight.
We should. We should give each other tattoos on the show.
It takes forever.
Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare. When you think about how fast a tattoo needle goes.
Oh, they're going deeper. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look at this.
Going under the skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also, like, the way tattoos work, like, you have to...
How are you going
to
do shading?
Yeah, you're not doing anything fancy. But you have to... I don't mind it. I mean, look.
This chick actually got that tattoo. Wow.
Gotta look, her boyfriend's on fucking OxyContin.
She's so happy.
They had to make some money from the YouTube channel.
Wow.
So yeah, guys, I think give yourself a swastika tattoo. Go in, get the free cover up, and then show us the work. Send us your brand new tattoo. We'll feature them on the show. I think this is fucking brilliant. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? The winner of this week's Scam That Jew shirt is MT.
Scam That Jew.
Thank you, MT, for providing us with that amazing scam. Look, it's been a great show. This is the shirt, really quick. Scam That. And then a nice big old schnauzer on the back for you.
Oh, my God.
What? Come on, Tank.
It's offensive.
We're Jewish in the bit.
In the bit.
In the bit, yes. You know, for all intents and purposes, we're Jewish.
You could be. I'm 1% Jewish.
I did the DNA. Yeah, the DNA test. I got some fucking.
They don't know what they're doing, man. I was 48% Irish, 20% Scandinavian, 20% Great Britain, 9% Iberian Peninsula. I just got new results.
No. Different companies, different results?
No, same company. Oh. 75% Irish. No Scandinavian, no British.
You just did a different fucking
thing. No, they have your DNA and they keep running it through the software as it progresses and it gets better.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to any of that.
I mean, I think they saw a picture of me and assumed that I was Irish.
Yeah. All right, look, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's show. We will be back on Wednesday with Jimmy Martinez coming in studio.
Hi, Dios mío.
Talk about our possible... MMA fight. That's a big rumored matchup. Could he be the one that steps up to the plate, takes the Gomez challenge? We'll see what the fuck happens, guys. I got back into the gym. We never even got into any of that. Tank, we gotta have you back on because I want to get some fitness tips from you. You're all fucking Jack Diesel. I put on 40 pounds since the fight, and now I just got back into the gym Saturday, so it's getting kind of crazy. We'll be back on Wednesday with Jimmy, and we're going to talk about a lot of that stuff and more here on the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you. Good night.
That's all, folks.